While anger at high unemployment and a sluggish economy was a driving force motivating many voters to cast ballots to throw incumbents out of office during November's midterm congressional election, the spreading of false and malicious information was another important contributing element. An estimated $4 billion was spent in the election campaign, with much of it dedicated to television advertising. Many of these ads targeting Democrats were purchased by groups like the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and Karl Rove's Crossroads GPS that were funded this year by anonymous donors, thanks to the Supreme Court Citizens United versus FEC ruling that opened the floodgates to record amounts of covert corporate campaign cash. Examples of blatantly false ads aired in the campaign included one that declared that under the new health care reform legislation, citizens would be arrested if they failed to purchase mandated health insurance, illustrated by a man standing in handcuffs. Another ad asserted that Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Democrat of Nevada, had supported a bill that provided Viagra to convicted sexual predators, purchased with taxpayer dollars. While some media outlets fact-checked the most outrageous political ads and candidates' false assertions, the majority of election news coverage was dedicated to the horse race between Democrats and Republicans, with less attention paid to substantive issues affecting voters. Between the Lines, Scott Harris spoke with Robert Greenwald, award-winning documentary film producer and director, whose films include Walmart, The High Cost of Low Price, and Outfoxed, Rupert Murdoch's War on Journalism. Greenberg, whose company Brave New Films produced ads this year for some California Democratic candidates, discusses the role of corporate media in the 2010 congressional election and ways in which progressive grassroots media can effectively compete in the information marketplace.
Well, I don't think it's a surprise to any of your listeners, I'm sure, what has happened when you put literally millions and billions of dollars into the system. It unfortunately becomes a case, a potential case, of the highest bidder winning the most votes. And it means that those of us who believe in democracy will need to be even more active and raise our voices louder and louder. The good news in California, despite Meg Whitman spending over $170 million of her own money, she did lose the election. But that was the result of hard work, organizing, and the fact, finally here, that people wanted to blow up their television sets. They were so angry because of all of her commercials, which was actually the video we did showing the rage at the fact you couldn't turn on a radio or television without Meg being in your face. But what we do at Brave New Films, you know, we really work on getting people involved with our videos, whether it's the full-length films or a lot of the short videos. And we're doing it in interesting ways now to counter this money bomb. We're very, very active on Facebook, where we have the largest Latino-oriented Facebook page called Cuéntame. We have Rethink Afghanistan Facebook page, over 50,000 people who focus on getting up every day and working and passing along information and videos and taking actions to end the war. So it's tough when you see the millions and the billions, but there really is an opportunity for people to be involved and take action.
Robert, as you look at the role our news media plays in these election cycles, of course, the television stations have an enormous amount of profit from the billions spent on TV ads. How does that, in your view, affect their reporting of the election? As I see it, much of the reporting about our elections is about horse race stuff. Who's up, who's down, percentage points, polls, not much about issues, not much about domestic issues, or certainly not much about our foreign policy issues, such as the two wars we're fighting right now. How does the media skew the debate into what many feel is a sort of this meaningless set of poll numbers?
It's really an example of why we need independent media, and again, why I'm so proud of and pleased of what we do at Brave New Films and Brave New Foundation. You have a corporate media, a media driven by profit, where news has become another way that the networks look to make a dollar. The way they look to sports, the way they look to wrestling, they're totally interchangeable. Which is truly a travesty, right? The public airwaves, which are ours, have been lent or leased to the networks, and they have now decided that news, like everything else, must return a profit. So when you have that, you have a race to the bottom, and it's truly horrific to see the amount of time put on scandal, on drunken actors and actresses getting out of rehab, and car chases, which may get higher ratings in some case, but serve no function in terms of the importance of a democracy and the country we live in. And these very same stations and networks made extraordinary sums of money, as you just pointed out, off of the election campaign. So it's another reason that people need to be involved with independent media, with progressive media, so that we can continue to use the internet and continue to use our resources so that people speak loudly and clearly about the truths of what are going on today.
Robert, in this election cycle, we saw a lot of money flow to campaign TV advertising without any accountability. These were anonymous sponsors of these ads, and many of them crossed the line of credulity in terms of spreading blatantly false and malicious information. Although the situation was bad before, it seems like it's going to get worse before it gets better. I don't know what solution we're going to arrive at in this country for reining in these billions of corporate dollars. It may take a constitutional amendment, but where do you see things headed in terms of the kind of circus atmosphere of lie after lie after lie on our TV sets?
Well, it's not a pretty picture, as you know, and the indication is that it's going to get worse with the influx of this disgusting amount of corporate money. The options for us are to turn off the televisions, turn off the radios, to stop watching, to stop listening, and also to hit pretty hard at those who are distorting and who are making the lies. The media will respond for factual inaccuracies, as we've seen somewhat in this last election, certainly not enough, but if we all kind of do our job. I think the problem is that there's so much garbage, so much lies, and so much distortion that there is a tendency for people to throw up their hands. And when that happens, then the voice of corporatism has won. And we need to fight that every single day.
That was Robert Greenwald, award-winning documentary film producer and director. His latest film is titled Rethinking Afghanistan. To learn more about Greenwald's films, visit his website at bravenewfilms.org.